right, this is Aaron Kraft, and I am here with
Sam Beeson.
Hi, Sam. Thank you. Today's date?
March 7th, 2022.
Okay, and do we have your permission to add this to the Journal of the Plague Year Archive?
Yes, you do.
Perfect. Thank you so much. All right, so I'm going to start with an interesting one. When did you first realize that COVID-19 was a serious threat?
I would say it was early March of 2020. I work at a hospital. I work at St. Joseph's Hospital. I'm not a medical person, but I work with the people who are. And the talk around the hospital was that this was coming and there's not much we can do about it. It happened to have been my wife's and mine anniversary, and we had gone to a dinner in downtown, and the atmosphere in the restaurant was just odd. It was just off. And that was around March 10th of 2020.
So people had started to get a little nervous?
Yes.
Okay. Once it was declared an emergency and things, did your daily life change? Were you part of a lockdown?
Yes.
Okay.
I became the hunter-gatherer of the family because I could not work from home. My wife could work from home, but I could not. I went out and did all the grocery shopping, and I saw the shelves that were emptying, and it was scary. And then, of course, I knew about what was going on at the hospital. I had heard stories of how many people, by this time it was coming up on the summer, that how many people were dying and how many people were put into our hospital's morgue, which only holds about 4 or 5 people, and there was double that many in the morgue. And it was scary, and I knew it was scary.
Okay. Your role in the hospital, did you ever feel compromised or in danger, or were you separate enough from the patients?
I was separate from the patients per se. I mean, I still have to walk in the same corridors that they get wheeled around in.
Right.
But I was close to some of the doctors and nurses who are dealing one-on-one with the patients. So in that regard, I was nervous, but I was taking all the necessary precautions.
Okay. What kind of precautions did they tell you to at first?
Oh, washing your hands all the time, wearing a mask all the time, and trying to keep distance.
Yeah.
We tried to keep, in our office, we tried to keep social distance from everybody, and it, for the most part, it worked at my department.
Okay, good. For your family, like everyday life, did things change drastically? What was home life like during like that summer of 2020?
Yeah, it was quite a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, my family took it very serious to begin with. My wife, she worked for Shamrock Foods, and they were allowing the Shamrock. She was a credit analyst, and they were allowing her to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And all of our extracurricular activities, like we were on bowling leagues, all of that came to a stop. We weren't going out to eat anymore, and it was the only time we went out was grocery shopping, or because come January, when it was time for vaccinations to go around for healthcare workers, we all kind of made it a big deal, and they went with me to get my shot at that time.
So you had stayed home pretty much in between then?
I was working, and I was going out and gathering the groceries.
Okay. So. Any positives from this time? And some people say no. Some people have, got a pet or something.
No, it was horrible.
Okay.
Because of what happened.
All right. Did you learn about yourself? Anything different about yourself that you didn't know before? Or about people that you surround yourself with?
I was kind of disappointed in how people were not taking it seriously, even though, like on social media, I put out there, guys, this is serious, this is serious, we need to take this seriously, people are dying, and a lot of people just thought, well, it's just the flu, or it's just a bad cold, it's not going to affect us, and to some extent, I thought, if it were to hit us, yeah, we'd probably be fine. I didn't realize what was going to happen.
Without giving any details about anyone else's health information, did it affect people close to you?
Yes.
Okay.
I actually got COVID. I got my vaccine, but within a day or so, I got COVID. I think I was already sick when I got it.
Right.
And I didn't feel sick. I felt fine even after the vaccine. But about 3, 4, 5 days later or so, I started coming down with mild symptoms of a cold.
Okay.
And that's all it manifested itself for me. My son, he got a little bit sicker than I was, but he was mostly doing okay.
Yeah.
Until one night when he wasn't doing okay. And then my wife steadily got sicker and sicker and sicker until we had to call an ambulance for her. And that was on the same night that he's type 1 diabetic,
mm-hmm.
and he had a diabetic emergency the same night that I called an ambulance for my wife. And the doctor, his endocrinologist, I called him up on the phone, and he said, let's keep him out of the hospital if we can and walk me through a treatment plan for him. Meanwhile, my wife went to the hospital.
Okay. What happened with your wife?
She was on a regular floor. They admitted her. She was on a regular floor for about 2 days. Then she called me and told me they were going to have to move her up to an ICU.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we were still thinking, okay, you just need to get some breathing treatments because her oxygen saturation levels were very, very low.
Mm-hmm.
She had a positive attitude. She was very brave. And after about 3 days in the ICU, she called me up and said that they were going to have to put her on a vent. And I talked to the doctor on the phone, and he said at the time, you know, we want to do this now before it becomes an emergency for her. That she's just not getting better, and we've got to give her lungs a break.
Mm-hmm.
And she survived for 10 days on the ventilator until one morning I called down there to see how she was doing. I called every day because I couldn't visit.
Mm-hmm.
And they told me that it's time to come down and say goodbye. And so my son and I both hurried down to the hospital. They let us gown up and put on the masks and everything. By this time, I had had my second injection, so I felt, and I had been sick with COVID.
Yeah.
So I felt pretty well protected.
Yeah.
My son, he had gotten over his severe reaction to COVID,
mm-hmm.
and so he hadn't been injected yet, but he was doing good.
Mm-hmm.
And she was on a ventilator. Of course, she was unconscious. And the nurses told us, just take as long as you need to. And we sat in there and talked to her for about an hour or so. And then it was time for us to go. And they removed the vent when I said it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
And she passed away within 2 or 3 minutes.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Thank you.
So that horrible experience, since then, how have you been dealing with your grief?
Well, I had to channel it somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Because I didn't want to get overly angry, and I felt myself getting angry.
Yeah.
Just with attitudes, with conspiracy theories, with all the nonsense from people that I thought should have known better.
Mm-hmm.
So I discovered the Marked by COVID organization, and I decided that would be a good way for me to channel my grief and my anger and try to be more productive in memory of my wife. And also I joined a widow support group, and that helped tremendously. So those two things really helped me to get a little bit beyond what I was feeling at the time.
The anger.
The depression, the sadness. And so on.
When you're done,
would
you talk to the ABC guy?
Sure.
Okay.
So anyway, the grief support group and COVID, Marked by COVID, helped me to channel it because I couldn't get away from the word. I mean, most people who lose somebody to cancer or to a heart attack or something, people will ask, well, did they have any other, or they don't ask, did they have any other conditions? But with COVID, that seemed to be okay to ask.
Yeah.
And it was very saddening,
mm-hmm.
you know, that it's not what she had. It doesn't matter what she had.
Right.
The fact is that she died from COVID. That was the only reason listed on her death certificate.
Yeah.
So I had to take that anger and channel it somewhere. And so I feel like this Marked by COVID and doing these kind of things
mm-hmm.
has helped.
So good. And sharing your story is
yes.
super important.
Yes.
All right, last question. In 100 years, what do you want historians or even the general public to know about COVID or the pandemic?
I would like them to know that politics made things rough, mm-hmm. and it didn't have to be this bad. Our leaders failed us in many regards. We did not listen to the scientists and the doctors and the people who did this, knew these kind of things for a living. Instead, a lot of people listened to conspiracy theories, and that damaged us, and it led to my wife's and going on a million other Americans' death, not to mention the rest of the world, how many people we lost. So on the one hand, I'm mad about that. On the other hand, I have had great support from my friends and family and from my work, and I have seen the good that people have done. Events like this, organizations like Marked by COVID, and people who want to hear my story, and I'm always willing to tell it because I owe it to my wife.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing that with us. We really appreciate it.
Sure.